Yeah, it's a big race every year, kind of at the start of the season there, and one of the big handicaps. So, you know, it's great to win, all right. Had a couple of few goals in it before, so, you know, it's great to get another national on the list.
Willie Mullins was going in there having won two of the last four runnings of the race as well. So when you're getting up on the ropes, you must have felt like you were in a good position to win the race.
Yeah, no, I knew he had a good chance. He hadn't run for a while, but, you know, Willie, he does a great job with him. I knew he'd be good and fit, and, you know, I was hopeful of a very big run, all right. You know, but went very straightforward through the race, and I got a nice position on him, and I was comfortable everywhere. He jumped really well, and I was confident he was going to pick up.
The horse itself, it's kind of had a few problems in its career. You mentioned it hadn't run for quite a long time. So in a race like that, you kind of just have to let it get into its routine, really, and then kind of push it on there near the end. Is that how you approach the race?
Yeah, that's it, definitely. You know, big say in handicap chases, you kind of have to get into a good rhythm jumping and get the horse comfortable. If they're not comfortable, they won't, you know, they won't stay going over that trip as well and things. And you know, in fairness to him, the horse, he was very good, and he got into a nice position early, and his jumping was very good, and it was just able to keep his position there, and he was always travelling comfortable and saving plenty for himself when he needed it at the end. You know, like, Willie's obviously done a great job with him to get him back for his first run in such a long time, to have him, you know, so straight and ready to win a big race like that.
And when you're riding for a trainer like that, does it put a bit more pressure on you, I suppose, because you know the horse will be trained properly, it'll be trained to within an inch of its life because of Willie and the operation he's got there. So, you know, the blame, you can't really blame the horse if it goes wrong. Does that put that extra bit of pressure on you?
Not really. You know, it's the same for every trainer. You know, every other trainer will have done everything they can to get the horse there in good form and in one piece and everything right as well. You know, so look, obviously pressure every time you go out, but you know, you just go out and do the best you can.
And you've had a couple of big winners for Willie in the past as well, the Joe Mack there earlier on in the month there on board Purple Mountain, and then of course the Martin Pipe in Cheltenham last year as well. So what's he like to work for as a trainer, because he is really at the top of his game?
Yeah, look, he's the best in the business. You know, it's just great to be riding for him. You know, he's very straightforward. Horses are always very well and fit, and you know, it's a pleasure to ride them. Really, you know, they're very good horses and all. And you know, I just be very delighted to get the opportunity to ride some of them. You know, very grateful to get the opportunities to do that.
You're still quite a young man there, but you've been in the game for quite a while. But bring us back to the start of your career there, when you were doing the point to points there. Your father was big in the game too.
Yeah, well, we always would have, just my dad would, and my grandfather always would have had a few horses at home there for the track and point to point. So the interest was always there, and I just started out on one horse for my dad, and you know, just gradually built up, got more opportunities from there, and I got some good opportunities from Liz Doyle at the start as well in bumpers and things. And you know, you just gradually get your name out there in the point to points, and build up the experience at the same time. You know, so I got great grounding in the point of points and all and everything, and you know, just took off from there when I turned professional as well.
And you mentioned Liz Doyle there. She had a big impact on your career as well. And, you know, it's great to see that the Wexford jockeys and the Wexford trainers, there is always this great connection between the two, because you're still riding a good bit for Paul as well, aren't you, Paul Nolan?
Yeah, ride a good bit for Paul Nolan as well. You know, they were good when I turned professional again, plenty of opportunities, and you know, Liz was good when I also, and also got opportunities from Dennis Hickey as well when I was amateur. And you know, they're always a big help to get going at the start. You know, and when people see you riding for them and getting winners and get your name out there, you know, it helps attract more people to want to use you. So,
and is it hard having to go to all these different trainers, and I suppose they all run their operations a different way? Does it take time to kind of get used to a trainer like that when, you know, you're riding for different people, you know, 5-6 times a week?
Yeah, so everyone kind of has their own ways of doing things, and you know, some in races, some trainers like their horses ridden differently and things. But so as you get used to riding for them, and you know, you understand what way they prefer to do things, and you know, it's just to do your best to adapt to for different trainers and things and everything like that. But you know, I suppose the more experience you get, the easier it is to do that.
I suppose when you're coming up along, everybody takes a look at Cheltenham and you finally have that winner under your belt there so early in your career as well. Take us back to the final race of the festival there. You had a brilliant ride on Galopin Deschamps. That gave you the win. So that must have been proper dreams come true stuff.
Yeah, definitely was. You know, dreams come true was, you know, when you're young, that's, you know, Cheltenham, everything is built around that. And that's where you're always watching and you'd always dream of coming up that hill and the walk back in and everything. And you know, to actually do it, I think, you know, to do that at I suppose a relatively early stage in my career as well, you know, it's a great thrill. And you know, I was just so happy for it to happen, and hopefully there'll be more to come too.
Here's hoping. And I suppose when you have a big win like that, when you're coming home from the Cotswolds on that plane or whatever, you must feel like you're a couple of inches taller, that you do have that experience under your belt. You've done it in front of, well, you know, the crowds weren't really there, but, you know, in general, like, you've done it on the biggest stage now, and that must make, you know, coming back and doing the likes of a Punchestown or may give you that bit more confidence as well.
It does, you know, it's a real confidence game as well. You get more confidence, you know, the more winners you get. But I suppose, yeah, really, when it happened, I was more pinching myself now than, you know, after, as, you know, believing that it actually happened. So the thrill of it is unreal, and I still even think now that this really happened as well, even when I look back at it too.
I mean, you think of the generation of Wexford jockeys that we have, you know, yourself, there's Jordan Gainford, you know, Sean Flanagan had a big win over there in Cheltenham as well. That, you know, there's always been a Wexford interest over in Cheltenham, and that's great to see that's continuing.
Yeah, you know, it's great. There's great success over there. So Jamie Codified, one that leads away there from Wexford. And,
of course.
And you know, we've always seen him, watching him growing up, and, you know, he's had great success over there, and, you know, it's great now to try to continue that on for the Wexford jockeys as well.
Well, listen, thanks very much for taking the call from us here, and hopefully some plenty big winners coming on in the future. You'll be riding Sunday there in Cork. Any tips we should look out for there?
Yeah, I have two nice rides in Cork on Sunday. Horse Chicago Time, he's beaten two photo finishes now, his last two runs, so I'll be hoping maybe third time lucky he might get his head in front this time. And also a horse for Charles Burns, Poise then, who has some good runs in chases as well, finishing second a few times, and he might have a good chance too.